Home safety, as I mentioned in our earlier podcast, most older adults, probably 90%, want to remain in their home. So really you have to ask yourself, can your home accommodate your changing needs as you age? Make sure that there's clear space around the bathtub, the shower, and the sink in case you need to get around with a wheelchair or walker.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Health Power. I am doing some regular segments with Home Instead, because when you're older, you might rather be home instead. And I'm wearing purple because this is Home Instead's colors. And we got Jenny Monroe back. She is fabulous. She is a gerontologist and response team manager for Home Instead's global headquarters. In her role, Jenny leads a Home Instead response team in helping family caregivers navigate the complexities of the senior care continuum. I should mention that she has a master's degree. And she's fabulous. Hello.
Thank you, Lisa. Hi. Thank you so much. I feel I should have worn purple.
Oh, I love green, though.
And I will. I'm getting ready for St. Patrick's Day, you know.
Yes, early. So people are wondering, what are they talking about? And why did they, should Lisa wear this color? This is a podcast. Well, if you go to my Instagram and TikTok and soon YouTube page, which I will announce, at Lisa Davis MPH, you will see clips from all of the interviews we do here on Health Power. So you get to see our purple and our green. So Jenny was on recently talking about the importance of picking a caregiver. So if you missed that, go back and listen, but not now. Today we're talking about home safety for our elderly loved ones. Jenny, jump right in. Tell us some of the things we need to keep in mind.
Well, great. Well, first, thanks for having me, Lisa. It's great to be back here. Home safety, as I mentioned in our earlier podcast, most older adults, probably 90%, want to remain in their home. So really you have to ask yourself, can your home accommodate your changing needs as you age?
Right.
And so really the best way to do that and know that is really walk through your house and have a checklist as a guide and mark areas where you may need to modify. So let's start really with, there's so many places to start. I would say, let's start on the stairs, if you have stairs in your home.
I was thinking about stairs.
Because climbing up and down the stairs can be difficult enough.
Yes.
Especially if you have arthritis or other mobility issues. When stairs are dimly lit or poorly maintained, they can become a serious hazard. Okay. So check to see your stairs and see if they meet all the criteria. Are the stairs well lit from top to bottom? You know, for nighttime trips up and down the stairs, consider installing lights that illuminate each time you take a step, or at least put a light switch at both the bottom and the top of the stairs. Check your handles. Make sure that you have sturdy handles on both sides of the stairway, and they can extend all the way from the top to the bottom as well. Ask yourself if there's enough room between the handrails and the wall that you can easily get your hand around them. And then lastly, check the carpet to see if it's tacked down completely.
Oh, that's smart.
Sometimes there's little hinges, you know, on those stairs. And if the stairs aren't carpeted, make sure that there's a non-skid strip on the edges. Okay.
Yeah, that's
and
smart.
If you no longer can negotiate the stairs, really consider installing a stair lift. And I'm sure you've seen all those where they're installed right by the stairs at automatic and they can take you up and down.
So, we had, when we first moved into this house, there was one. Now I wish I kept it because my lab, I know, I joke, but he would look so cute. My dog, his arthritis is bad and my studio is downstairs. And I can't leave him upstairs because he'll bark his beautiful face off.
So I
could just strap him. I really couldn't, but how cute is that? But I'm thinking, I have a bad ankle right now and I'm thinking, I wouldn't mind that stair thing for myself. I wish we'd left it in.
I think my granddaughter would love it too. I'd be really like fun. Anyway, so stairs are really important. If you have them, those are the things I would highly consider.
And I'm guessing making sure you just don't, you might put something on the stair, even if it's on the side by the wall, to like, oh, I need to bring this upstairs. Don't do that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If all possible, avoid them. But, you know, if you can't move, right, then you really have to make these accommodations and modifications so that you can avoid those falls.
Yes, okay? Absolutely.
Another common area that we really modify a lot is the bathroom. Okay. There's so many. And we learned this through my dad. My dad's home is 65 plus years old. And the bathroom doors, super narrow. The toilet seat, super low. And unfortunately, he, during one of his spells, he was stuck on the toilet because he couldn't get up. Because at the time, we didn't have the grab bars. We didn't put the raised toilet seat. So those are things we changed immediately. Okay. So the first thing is just make sure that there's clear space around the bathtub, the shower, and the sink in case you need to get around with a wheelchair or walker. So make sure there's plenty of space. Make sure, again, it's well lit.
Right.
Make sure there's a nightlight there if you, you know, tend to use the restroom later in the evening. You can also add a shower seat. We did that with my dad since it's a step over, you know, there's a tub and then the shower. What we did is we put a seat so he can sit down, and we also changed the head to a hand held one. So
that's really convenient.
And the caregiver too, whoever's helping him. So those are important things. And then if your toilet is high enough that you can sit down easily and reach the toilet paper, we had to add the toilet seat to his toilet so he could sit up and it, 'cause it was so low. And we also added the grab bars next to the toilet so he can hang on to that.
Okay.
So adding grab bars next to your toilet, your shower, your bathtub, very important to have that stability and ensure that you don't have a fall. So I highly recommend those.
Oh, good.
The other one would be also in the kitchen. You know, we spend a lot of time in our kitchen, so there's a lot of things that we can do in there as well. And I go back to the lighting. The lighting, make sure it's bright enough so you can read labels and recipes and see what you're cutting. You can also modify the stove and the oven controls. Make sure they're clearly marked and easily turned. The sink and the counter, are they low enough to accommodate a stool or a wheelchair? And then making things that you use a lot easy to grab and get, okay? Maybe organize your kitchen where you put pots and pans that you don't use a lot. Put those up high where you're not really going to need them as much as, say, for instance, your coffee maker or certain pots that you use.
Yeah.
And then store often used items where you can easily reach them is basically what I was saying here. And then another really great tip is to keep a sturdy step stool handy to reach items in high cabinets.
Okay.
That's been really helpful for my dad, I know, is just to have that step stool. So when he goes into the cabinet and needs something, it's easily accessible and keeps him safe as well.
Oh, good.
And then I would say the last is your bedroom. You're in there a lot, right? So that, again, make sure that it's well lit. We put in the night lights in my dad's that if he moves, like if he gets up to use the toilet, they go on.
Oh,
and then when
great.
They're motion ones, they're fantastic. Best purchase we ever had.
Right.
Make sure you have a clear pathway through your bedroom to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Really clear all the clutter, whether that's in your kitchen, your bedroom, your living room. Make sure it's clutter free. Okay.
Yes.
And then really with your bedroom too, make sure that mattress is firm enough that you don't sink back into it when you try to stand up. It's really important to have a sturdy mattress. Yes.
I mean, I always think of that for like your back, but I hadn't thought about it for, that's really smart.
We replaced my dad.
Pardon me? Also like certain chairs, you
know. Oh, yes.
But tell me about your dad's mattress. You got him.
Oh my God. It was so old and flat. It was the first thing we changed. And I mean, since then he can really, when he turns around after getting out of bed, you really want to make sure that their feet are planted on the ground.
Right.
I know that sounds weird, but.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Make sure that their feet can hit the ground and they're ready to stand up and secure before they make that transfer of standing up.
Okay.
And then I would just say again, no matter how clear your vision was years ago, time really takes its toll on our vision and clarity.
Oh, yeah.
So,
trust me, late 50s, I should
say. Oh, I hear you too. Contacts, glasses. Mm-hmm. And older adults start having vision problems like dry eye or glaucoma, and age-related macular degeneration can start to blur your vision. So make sure you see your doctor. And if you're the primary caregiver, a child, an adult child, go with your parent to see the eye doctor, because it's really important that, right, you know, their prescription has been updated. It's important there's good lighting throughout the house, whether it be the kitchen, the bedroom, the bathroom, the hallways. Mm-hmm. Just really good lighting is very important. So
now, if you're not a handy person and you get mm-hmm. kind of intimidated by the idea, what would you recommend? Like, you know, yeah. to have people put the bars in and put the lights in, the lights yes. that, you know, move with them, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. There are people out there that do that. And so you could also call your local area agency on aging, and mm-hmm. and they can give you some names and numbers to help a family do those things. And there's really a lot of inexpensive fixes to make life safer and easier.
Right.
And I would say everything from a raised toilet seat to a handheld shower nozzle, floor to ceiling grab bars. Those are, you know, very economical.
Oh,
if you think of how expensive it is for a fall and going to the emergency and then to rehab, mm-hmm. you know, invest in those things that will keep mom and dad safe. Lever handles throughout the house, various kitchen items as well, involving like even the automatic open removers, lid removers, can openers and jars mm-hmm. and bottles. I can't even get those. The other day, I'm like, how does an older adult open these? So there are certain kitchen devices that do make it easier for them.
Okay.
Even like rubber ramps, which are often easily installed to most surfaces that you can put in your house if you don't have the carpeting. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned earlier the mobile stools, which are very useful to help navigate, you know, going up the stairs or even throughout the house. So,
yeah, that's great advice. Mm-hmm. So with Home Instead, this is something you do separately, right?
Like, yes.
That makes
sense. A care professional wouldn't come in and do the grab bars and that. Yeah.
But once everything's in, it's extra nice to have somebody come in and
it help. Is. So a care professional can help you organize throughout your house.
Oh, nice.
We hear a lot of family members say, oh, mom and dad, you know, have a lot of clutter. When we have those conversations, we advise them to get rid of that clutter first. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can maintain a nice clean house. We can help, you know, organize things and do laundry and keep things tidy and neat. But it really is into the individual receiving that care to remove all of that clutter. Set a couple hours each week to work through one section at a time and see how much you can get done as a family before that care pro comes into the home.
I see. Okay. Because it's a lot if you go in and there's just crap everywhere.
Yeah. If there's too much clutter and hoarding, you know, we'll advise the family you need to take care of that first, and then we'll be happy to come in and take care of mom. So,
right. And for people who missed our previous interviews, briefly tell us about Home Instead and what they offer.
Yeah, so Home Instead will provide an individual or a family a care professional to come into the home and help mom and dad with their activities of daily living, their ADLs. And so we can come in and we can help them with meal preparation, light housekeeping, transportation. We can assist with personal care, so they're bathing, they're dressing and grooming. We can provide medication reminders, transportation, as well as companionship. Because as we know, 90% of older adults want to remain in the safety and comfort of their own home, and Home Instead makes that possible for a family and that parent who wants to remain in their home.
Yeah, that is really, really nice. Well, Jenny, was there anything you wanted to add today?
No, again, another resource I wanted to give you was a local area agency. Every state has it, and it's the website on that is the letter N, the number 4, the letter A.org.
Okay.
And there's another resource, the Elder Locator, can also assist you in finding support to care for yourself as a primary caregiver, as some of the challenges that families and individuals have for a parent or a loved one. So there is a help out there. You do have to look for it. But again, it is out there, and hopefully one of those sites can help.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of support groups. And nowadays, there's so many online. If you're a caregiver and you're overwhelmed and you can't really get out much, just go online and join a group
and meet other
people who are also experiencing similar issues.
Absolutely. And ALZ.org is my favorite. So if you know anyone living with dementia, living with Alzheimer's or any other related dementia, ALZ.org is the Alzheimer's Association website. so much information. It was the first place that I went to, and I learned more and more about the stages, how to care for an individual living with dementia and Alzheimer's. Fantastic website.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm going to put all of the websites that Jenny just mentioned in the show notes, so be sure to check those out. Also, Jenny, we go to homeinstead.com.
Homeinstead.com, yes, uh-huh.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
People who listen to the show know I recently lost my 90-year-old father-in-law.
I'm so sorry.
And he was at home for a while, but then eventually he was in assisted, and then he was able to go back to one of his son's houses and pass peacefully. So
nice.
It's really nice. It's a lot. And again, we got to take care of ourselves as well as taking care of our loved ones. So if you need help, check out Home Instead. It's such a great name. I'll say it every time. Everybody, speaking of great names, come back to Health Power.
Yes, absolutely.
That was based on the first TV show I created back in 1998. Yeah, I've been doing
this. Wow, Lisa, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a nod to that, where I got started. Everybody,
congratulations. Back.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Rate, review, subscribe. Have a great day.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy. And Lisa?
At Lisa Davis, MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share, shows you care. We'll see you next time.